What's up, Atlanta? It's a hump day with Turtle. And yes, tonight we are here for the full four, taking you up until 10 o'clock this evening. Our boy Day-Day Lewis gets you prep Sports Nation then. We always look forward to the latest going on around the high school scene in Georgia. But we got to talk some Falcons. And I ain't going to waste no time. Duke Sabel Oren apparently had a lot of stuff to say at the end of the show today, because it's 6:08. Day-Day, if I've told you once, I've told you 1,000 times. Get your guys in order. This is my time. My time. But it's okay. I'm in a good mood, Oren. I'll digress. I got a question for you guys. We'll get right into it. A lot going on in the world of sports. We'll cover it all tonight. We'll head out to San Fran, welcome in our buddy Kyle Madsen from the Candlestick Chronicles podcast to preview all things Sunday Night Football. We'll also check in on college ball with Bill Bender, senior writer for the Sporting News. So we'll get everything covered pillar to post. Baseball playoffs, you name it, we got it. But I got a question for y'all tonight. Now that the glow and the basking in the warmth of the win on Monday is in the rearview mirror, and we're starting to look ahead towards San Fran, let's talk about where the Falcons are right now, shall we? Here's my question to you. I got the full hour. I dedicated the whole 6 o'clock hour to y'all tonight to take your calls. 404-726-0929. Because I think this topic, Oren, I think we got a good one tonight. I think we're gonna get a lot of differing opinions and a lot of strong opinions. And here's my question to you guys tonight, and then I'll tell you how I feel. Are you ready? It's a simple question. Are you ready right now to call the Falcons a legit playoff contender? 404-726-0929. Again, are you ready right now, coming off back-to-back wins against Washington and Buffalo at 3-2, to call the Falcons a legit playoff contender right now? I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to call them a legit playoff contender. Now, I know what happened last year. Don't get me wrong. I get it. I was there. I watched every snap. But this team's different, y'all, for a lot of different reasons. First of all, you have a quarterback who's not going to lie to the team and cause the team to lose consecutive games in a row and throw 9 interceptions to 1 touchdown over a 5-game span. So that's not going to happen again. And most importantly, your defense is awesome. You held Josh Allen to squat-oosh, minus that one big play to start the game to Joshua Palmer. Squat-oosh! This defense is revelatory. This defense is on a mission. This defense is special. And I think for the first time in a long time, the Falcons are about as close to a complete team as you can have. They need to get special teams figured out. We need to figure out what's going on with the kicker situation. But last weekend, even still, there were none of those gash plays where Buffalo started at the 50-yard line because you couldn't cover kicks and punts. So that was even an improvement. So right now, to me, yes, the Atlanta Falcons, say it with me now, are a legit playoff contender right now at 3-2. I think they're going to go into San Fran on Sunday night, and they're going to beat up on a wounded duck. This team is riding high. This team is confident. Michael Penix continues to grow. Bijan Robinson, yes, Coach Ra, who you'll hear from later on in the show, as he joined Dukes and Bell today, is the best player in football. And make no mistake about it, sorry, Saquon. Sorry, CMC. Sorry, Justin Jefferson. Sorry, Jamar Chase. Bijan Robinson is the best player in football right now. Sorry, Myles Garrett. Sorry, Mahomes. If I could start a team right now with any player in the league, I'd take 7. He is the type of dynamic that comes around once in a generation. Once in a generation. He's only gotten better. He's getting better every year. And as Orin and I talked about last night, during our true false, he's on pace for like close to 3,000 scrimmage yards. It's unbelievable what he's doing. So there's the question. Again, I got the full hour to take your calls. Let's get into this. Because I know it's a touchy subject, and that's why we're talking about it. Because year after year after year, it's, oh, we're off to a decent start. Maybe this is the year we break the playoff drought. Maybe it's this year. Maybe it's last year. Maybe it's the year before that. This year feels different. Most importantly, because we have a defense. We have a defense! And a pass rush. How about that? How about that? A defense and a pass rush? Come on now. This team is ready. They better be. Jobs are on the line, y'all. Let's make no mistake about it. Jobs are on the line. I feel like the Atlanta Falcons right now, October 15th, 3-2, Sunday Night Football, prime time again, going to their house. And they're going to beat them. 4-2 with the rest of the season in front of you. That's how I feel. Maybe you disagree. Maybe you need to see it. And that's fine. 7 years. This is what we keep talking about on the show. 7 years of no playoffs creates a lot of doubt. That's why on the flyover, even after these wins, I still get calls, but turtle this, but turtle that, but turtle this in the third. And I get it. But no team is perfect. The Chiefs aren't perfect. The Bills certainly aren't perfect. We just saw that. The Eagles aren't perfect. Look at the state of them right now. No team is perfect. And neither are the Falcons. But are they a playoff team? In my mind, absolutely. What do you think? 404-726-0929. It's me and you on the phones. Chris Thomas tonight. Turtle taking your calls. 404-726-0929. We're just getting started on a gorgeous Wednesday hump day night in the great city of Atlanta and the great state of Georgia. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and take us with you anytime, anywhere on that free Odyssey app.